With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is endorsing a long-shot candidate in Utah's GOP Senate primary. Bob Agnew reports.
The former president is known as a kingmaker when it comes to Senate candidates, but even staunch supporters are unsure if his endorsement of MAGA conservative Trent Staggs for the nomination will pan out for the party. Many fear the selection of Staggs over more well-funded Republican conservative candidates may split the GOP vote and give an edge to moderate John Curtis. Voters will select their candidate to try and fill the seat of the retiring Mitt Romney on June 25th. Bob Agnew reporting.
The judge in former President Trump's documents case is indefinitely postponing the trial start date. The judge cited a failure to resolve outstanding pretrial litigation about how the classified documents would be used during the trial. Set to start in late May, but now will probably be delayed until after the election. The judge has been extremely critical of the prosecution's handling of the case that many deem to be election interference. Also at SRNnews.com, a deadline is looming for millions of businesses.
Any businesses that accepted Visa and or MasterCard credit or debit cards in the U.S. between January 1st, 2004 and January 25th, 2019 may be eligible to receive part of a $5.5 billion settlement. Applicable owners whose businesses have closed can also submit a claim. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit that alleged merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks violated antitrust laws. John Scott reporting.
A Tennessee-based cleaning company will pay almost $650,000 in penalties after employing at least two dozen kids at slaughter and meat packing facilities in Iowa and Virginia. This is SRN News. Helping create the Christ-centered nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside of Dallas was not exactly easy. Organizers had to secure 10 acres of land, purchase horses to use in equine-assisted therapy, and recruit both paid staff and volunteers. The co-founder, Court Carricker, feels it was all worth it to help launch therapeutic horsemanship for teenagers. He feels horses really connect with emotionally troubled teens.
Horses are a truly empathetic animal. They sense you. They sense your heart rate. They can feel how you're feeling. And there's a physiological change that actually happens when people are around horses. And so with that, when someone's on a horse, there is truly a change in how they are, how they feel, and really just has a change in their life.
He adds that kids his team's helped are struggling with many emotional issues, including bullying and attempts at suicide. More information is at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. The Israeli-U.S. relationship falters after a recent denial of aid. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli disappointment at growing indications that its legendary relationship with the United States is weakening intensified on Monday when the Wall Street Journal reported the cancellation by Washington of thousands of previously approved orders for armament. It was first revealed that the order for 6,500 kits that turn bombs into smart bombs was frozen. But on Tuesday, it became known that billions of dollars worth of tank ammunition, military vehicles, artillery ammunition is also being withheld. Meanwhile, Israel's army has taken over the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing, the transit point to Egypt, despite warnings from President Biden and other U.S. officials. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.